In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, our message is entitled, Love and Justice. King David is described in the Bible as a man after God's own heart. This didn't mean that he was a man without sin or totally blameless. On the contrary, David committed serious sin, and his kingdom was divided and disappeared until his promised sinless offspring, Jesus, came and reestablished a universal spiritual kingdom that is abiding. Yet King David was called a man after God's own heart because his heart was not set on his own earthly glory or power. The desire of his heart was to serve God's purposes and seek first God's kingdom and righteousness. He expressed this by writing Psalms. Let us listen attentively to Psalm 101. I will sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, and other government leaders begin service with policy speeches. This psalm is King David's royal policy address. It announces that as the man chosen by God to govern Israel, his heart is set to establish love and justice as the foundation of his rule. The psalm begins by asserting this joy. He says, I will sing of steadfast love and justice. The Lord's steadfast love and justice caused David to sing and make music. In other words, he expresses his need for direction from the Lord's own ways, love and justice. In verse 2, David goes on to say, I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. In other words, as he assumes leadership, David announces that even within his own house, integrity of heart depends on God's company and blessing. Being guided by the Lord's wisdom, David says in verses 3 and 4, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Here we see how David rightly realized that as king over God's people, he needed to depend on honest assistants and advisors. People in positions of authority around a leader are often tempted to compete and seek to climb over one another. To successfully promote themselves, they often use deceptions. Some look for reasons and ways to speak against their colleagues. David was well aware of this. In verse 5, he says, Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. He adds in verse 7, "No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utter lies shall continue before my eyes." In verse 6, he expresses determination to appoint honest and faithful staff. He says, "I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me." Finally, in the last verse, he asserts his intention not to allow corruption in his government. He says, "Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord." So the practice of bribery and embezzlement is often identified with government officials. David desired to root out such matters. Brothers and sisters, David's kingdom was an earthly kingdom, headed by a fallible king and run by fellow humans. Its citizens were people like us, prone to behave in a selfish and self-centered fashion. David was well aware of these facts. As a leader, he experienced human corruption all around him. He set out to preserve honesty and integrity in his kingdom and tried to do so diligently. Yet the Bible records how even within his own house, there was much competition for power and privilege. There was adultery, incest, and even murder. His own son, Absalom, tried to overthrow him and have him murdered in order to become king over Israel. Instead of love and justice, there was hatred, violence, and injustice. Even on his deathbed, King David had to warn his successor, his son Solomon, against schemes and plots within his own household. Another son, Adonijah, also tried to seize the throne. Solomon ordered his execution. King Solomon drifted from desiring God's wisdom into a life focused on wealth, physical comfort, and pleasure, even allowing idolatry to creep into the kingdom. In the best of earthly kingdoms and nations, love and justice remain foundational ideals. Yet the lofty policy speeches of new rulers and claims of competing ideologies again and again fail to establish abiding justice and peace among nations. Instead, we see wars and injustices. Strong nations use their power to defeat and take advantage of weaker ones. Selfish interests, not love and justice, govern relations between nations and rulers. King David died and his kingdom died after him, but not the divine promise to him of an eternal kingdom rooted in true love and justice. This required a different king, one who by nature knew no sin or corruption. In Jesus, self-giving love and justice were not a mere philosophical ideal. He lived them every second of his earthly life. He made them a reality in his abiding kingdom and even in his sacrificial death. Offering himself on the cross, he realized the seemingly impossible combination of God's self-giving love with his divine holiness and justice. He fulfilled the longing of David and of all godly believers for a government among all nations of self-giving love and justice. He established not an earthly religion or kingdom, but a new humanity. As the new Adam, those who truly belong to him are shaped by his word and spirit to become salt and light in this tasteless, dark world. He is the light of the world who guides their steps in the darkness of a world dominated by self-seeking, greed, conflicts, and wars. As the bread of life, he nourishes and builds up those who truly love him and live for him as the salt and light of the world. Hallelujah. the grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessings of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the gospel. Amen.